today is Palm Sunday. This morning we commemorate the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And the Bible says that as Jesus entered the city, people gathered around him and took palm branches, which I'm certain were larger than these, but it's the best we could do. They took palm branches and waved them and laid them in his path as he entered the city that day. As Jesus entered in Jerusalem, he didn't come there just to visit the city. He did come just to see the sights or just to celebrate the festival. But Jesus, when he rode into Jerusalem that day, it actually set in motion the crucifixion. As Jesus entered into that city, because he was on his way to offer himself as the sacrifice of sins, meant that this was no ordinary day and no ordinary celebration. Yes. This is an important day to remember, and I pray that its meaning would sink into our hearts today. On Palm Sunday, Jesus announced his kingship. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Time and time again, Jesus would do miracles, and he would heal people, and what he would do, he would say, "Don't tell anybody. Keep it a secret. Keep it on the DL." Even Jesus himself sometimes had to just sneak away and get away from the crowds. He was an undercover pastor, okay, up until this point. But on Palm Sunday, Jesus announced to the world, "I am your king." Zechariah prophesied that that day would come. "Behold, Jerusalem, your king is coming." So when he rode into Jerusalem, he did not enter the city as a prophet or a rabbi or a moral teacher. Jesus came into Jerusalem as a king. Jesus is no ordinary king. How many of you believe that? There's nobody like Jesus. He is the undeniable, indisputable, all-sufficient, everlasting, unchanging, unshakable eternal King of glory. He is the master of the mighty, the captain of the conquerors, the overseer of the overcomers, the governor of governments. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. Come on, tell somebody, nobody like Jesus. All authority in heaven and in earth have been given to him. And today, in our brief time together, I want to focus on the kingship of Jesus. Kingship of Jesus. All right, I want you to think about this morning. Three things that happen when Jesus is your king. Are you ready? Uh-huh. Three things. Number one, Jesus brings peace. Verse 14, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." Now, as a child, I would read this passage of Scripture, and I would think, why did it have to be a donkey? Any of y'all grow up in the country? All right, we grew up in the country, and our neighbor had a donkey, and that was an old stinking, nasty thing. Couldn't stand it. And I was thinking, why would Jesus, the King of kings and Lord of glory, why would he ride in on a donkey? I want to see him on a big, muscular white horse, you know what I mean? Like a kingly stallion, right? This big, bulky thing with lasers shooting out of eyes or something, don't you? Not a donkey. In fact, the book of Revelation tells us that one day soon Jesus will come back on a king's horse, right? Air Horse One, read about it in Revelation. Okay, but on that day in Jerusalem, on Palm Sunday, he was riding on a lowly donkey. And that's a significant detail, because in times of war, kings would ride horses into battle, but a donkey was only used for times of peace. And as Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey, he was saying to the world, this king comes in peace. Did you know that real peace only comes from Jesus? You can't have true peace in your heart. You cannot have true peace in your mind apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares on him, for he cares for you. So when the Bible promises us peace through Jesus Christ, it's not promising that he's going to make everything in life easy, right? It's not a promise that all your your problems are going to vanish, right? Vote for Pedro, all your wildest dreams will come true. That's not what the Bible promises. This is what the Bible promises about Jesus, that he will heal the brokenness in your life, and he will fill everything that's missing. The Bible says that he is the Prince of Peace. In Hebrew, is the words sar shalom. Can y'all say that with me? Sar shalom. All right, y'all some Hebrew experts. I like it. But that word shalom is the word people would use to greet one another in those days. Just look at your neighbor and greet him this morning. Come on, just say shalom. Shalom. All right, that word shalom means peace. Okay, it's the same root as the Arabic word salam. Okay, when people greet each other, one says assalamu alaikum, which means peace be to you. And then the other person would reply alaikum salam, and to you peace. Okay, so shalom, like salam, means peace. But the Hebrew word for shalom means more than simply peace. In the Hebrew language, shalom literally means nothing broken and nothing missing. Come on, say that. Nothing broken and nothing missing. So we have the promise of God. When Jesus is Lord of your life, when Jesus is your King, he will heal the brokenness and he will restore what's missing in your life. When you have the peace of God through Jesus Christ, your life can be falling apart on the outside, but you can have complete peace on the inside. Yes. He'll take your brokenness, he'll take your emptiness, and he will bring you peace. Yes. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Yes. Isaiah 9 verse 6 says that his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Notice that peace that comes from Jesus is directly tied to his authority and to his lordship. He is the Prince of Peace. Not just shalom, but sar shalom. That word sar in Latin is the word Caesar. Sar means absolute ruler. So Jesus is the absolute ruler, the absolute authority on peace. It says, of the increase of his governance and peace, there will be no end. Again, government and peace are together. That's talking about the lordship of Jesus. So if you want the peace that he offers, he has to be your King, the Lord of your life. And as long as we're under his rule and his authority, we can have his peace. Does that mean that we can live however we want and still have peace? Absolutely not. I don't think so. Come on, y'all. You can't sleep around on Saturday night and expect to wake up with peace on Sunday morning. Amen. Oh, boy. Thought this was going to be Kids Sunday. I'm going to tell you the truth this morning. You can't have peace if you're not living under the lordship of Jesus. A married couple, y'all can't get in a fight and cuss and throw stuff and expect to have the peace of God in your marriage. Why? Because you're not under the lordship of Jesus. If you want to have peace, he's got to be your King. But here's the good news. When we do surrender our lives to him, when we do live under the authority and the rule of Jesus, he gives us the kind of peace that other people don't even understand. The Bible says that the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Think about my grandmother when she was diagnosed with terminal cancer. This is what she said. I'll never forget it. She said, whether I live or whether I die, either way, I win. She said, I belong to Jesus, and no matter what happens, he will take care of me. That's the kind of peace that people don't comprehend, that they don't understand. That's the peace that passes all understanding. The peace that comes from Jesus. Listen, peace has nothing to do with the amount of money you have in the bank or how successful you are or how many friends you have. Peace comes down to one question and one question only. Who is on the throne of your life? Because peace, real peace, comes from King Jesus. Maybe your life is in chaos right now, and maybe things are going haywire. Maybe you don't have any inner peace. Listen to what Jesus would say to you today. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. So Jesus is saying the kind of peace that I give, the peace of God, is not circumstantial. Does it depend on the economy? It doesn't depend on how you're feeling. It doesn't depend on what other people think of you. Jesus said, I give you my peace. And the peace of God that comes from Jesus is eternal. It is everlasting. And it is not situational. He doesn't give as the world gives. The world gives and taketh away. But God gives you the peace that never leaves. Jesus said, I give you my peace. Listen, it's not because of us. It's because he is with us. Uh-huh. It's not about who I am. It's about who I know. And I know the one who defeated death. And if he did that, come on, y'all. It doesn't matter what the bank account says. It doesn't matter what the medical report says. It doesn't matter what popular culture says. Because I know that I know that I know that Jesus is with me. And my God will never leave me. And when it doesn't make any sense to anybody else, I have the peace of God that passes all understanding. Come on, tell somebody, he's my Prince of Peace. When Jesus is your king, Jesus brings peace. Number two, Jesus brings victory. Yes, Jesus brings victory. Yes, in ancient Christianity, palm branches symbolized victory over the enemy. With palm branches, they celebrated the victory that Jesus gave us over sin and death through his sacrifice on the cross. The palm branch was a symbol of absolute victory. That's why in ancient times you would see palm branches on coins in important buildings. Even Solomon's temple had palms engraved on the walls and on the doors. Why do we celebrate Palm Sunday with palm branches? Because Jesus comes in victory. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. But Jesus didn't stop there, did he? Oh, death, where is thy sting? And oh, grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. He led captivity captive. Death couldn't stop him. The grave couldn't hold him. Nothing can withstand the power of Jesus. All the forces of hell can't stand against him. Not even death can separate us from his love. Come on, tell somebody, I have victory in Jesus. Come on, aren't you glad we have victory over sin and victory over sickness and victory over pain and victory over depression and victory over lack? We have victory in Jesus Christ. We have victory not only now, but forever we have victory. Revelation 7:9, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. Our victory in Jesus is eternal victory. What began on Palm Sunday 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem is going to continue in eternity. Y'all, come on, just wave your palm branches with me a little bit today. Come on, we praise Jesus for the victory now. We're going to be waving palm branches around the throne of heaven one day, shouting, victory belongs to Jesus. Come on, y'all, every Sunday is Palm Sunday in heaven. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of the Lord is everlasting. We're going to be singing his praise forever. When Jesus is king, he brings peace. He brings power and victory. And number three, when Jesus is king, his people praise him. Think about this. Bible says in Psalm 22 that God inhabits the praises of his people. Jesus said in Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered and get together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Now, I can't explain it, but Jesus said it and I believe it. When we gather in the name of Jesus, he shows up in the midst of us. There's something special about the name of Jesus. Bible says that God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And on Palm Sunday, as he entered that city, the Bible says the people began to shout his praise. Luke 19:37, when Jesus had come near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, down past Mount Olive, the whole crowd of disciples began to joyfully praise God. Not only did they joyfully praise him, they praised him in loud voices. Don't y'all know heaven's not going to be a quiet place? Church ought not to be a quiet place either. Heard about a church where somebody died in the service and the paramedics carried out five of the wrong people before they found the one that died. Come on, y'all, church folks, we can be dead sometimes. But this ought to be a rowdy place. This ought to be the happiest place on earth. Disney World ain't got nothing on us. Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And his name is above every name. The whole crowd began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. So they were having church. They were having a good old time there between Mount Olive and Jerusalem. But then the haters came on the scene, y'all. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." Oh, come on. When you praise God and you live to worship him, there's always going to be people trying to shut you up, y'all. But listen to what Jesus said. He said, "I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." I don't know about you, but I'm not going to let a rock out praise me. Come on, Jesus didn't die on the cross for a rock. He shed his blood for me. Hallelujah. He said, "If y'all don't praise me, the rocks are going to praise me." Now, I'm almost done. As the musicians come, I want to ask you this question today on Palm Sunday. Because a large crowd in Jerusalem were waving their palm branches saying that Jesus is the King. But I want to ask you this morning, is he truly your King? Have you received him as your Lord and as your King? Many people cheered him that day, but the Bible says only those who receive him will be saved. John 1:12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name." On Palm Sunday, we focus on how Jesus triumphantly entered Jerusalem. But has Jesus entered the gates of your city? Has Jesus entered your heart? Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, but he never forced himself on anybody. He stands patiently at the door of your heart knocking. Jesus said, "If you'll open up, I'll come in." Trust in Jesus today. Make him the Lord of your life. Open that door of your heart to him today, and you can have the peace of God that passes all understanding. When you trust your life to Jesus, he said, "I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, no matter what you go through in this life." He said, "I will be right there with you." Through every trial, through every heartache, through every season of life, Jesus said, "I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Will you stand this morning as we pray? Holy Spirit, I pray that you would take today's message and, Lord, speak to our hearts. God, as we stand in your presence today, Lord, search us, God. Shine your searchlight from heaven. God, search every heart. Lord, if there's anybody here today who hasn't fully surrendered their life to Jesus, God, I pray that they would have the faith, the boldness today, Lord, to put their trust in you. God, I pray that right now, even as we pray, Lord, that they would open the door of their heart and say, "Jesus, I need you. Jesus, fix the brokenness in my life. Lord, fill the emptiness in my life. I want to trust you as my Prince of Peace so that there's nothing broken and nothing missing." Lord, I thank you that you are the healer of broken hearts. God, you are the God of restoration, the God of new beginnings. And Lord, I thank you that today is somebody's new beginning. On this Palm Sunday, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for changing lives, even in this moment today. If you haven't trusted Jesus fully as your King, I want to lead you in a simple prayer and help you make that decision today. Will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Jesus, be my King. Bring me your peace. Lord, restore my life. Lord, fill the empty places. Fix the broken places. And Jesus, with your help, I'll follow you the rest of my life. Amen. Jerusalem, they lifted up their palm branches today, but can we just lift our palms? Come on, God gave us some built-in palms. Can we just lift our hands and just worship Jesus for a moment? Lord, we praise you. Jesus, we receive you as Lord and King. Lord, be the absolute authority. God, be the ruler of our lives. Lord, may we fully, unconditionally surrender to you. And God, we love you and we worship you. We thank you for restoration and healing. Thank you for filling those voids and mending those broken hearts and broken lives. And God, we thank you that you make all things